Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Wow, good fall morning to y'all today. What a day. It's been kind of weird, like rainy, and then all of a sudden the sun starts popping out. Life is good. And so it is for baseball as well, as we are set for a World Series. The Cavaliers are getting ready to open the season, and the Browns have a little bit of a positive vibe going on. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Yes?
What's up, dude?
What's up with you?
Look at you wearing a little golf shirt. Walter Hagen on the side. I like that. You know,
that's what happens when you're in a hurry to go buy a shirt, I'm
Walter
sure at
Hagen.
Some point.
It's a classic old golf name right there.
Well, the shirt's not that old, though. The shirt's like maybe a
no,
year
but
old.
No, but he's a legendary golfer from way back in the day.
Well, that makes me feel good. No one does the style report better than you do to start a radio show.
Walter Hagen has good products.
Jeffrey, I need to ask you a question.
Andy, go ahead and do that.
Tell me who's on the show, and then I'm going to ask you a question.
What do you mean? You want to know?
Yeah, I'd like to know who's on the show. It's always a pleasure to do that.
Mary Kay Cabot's joining us at 11. Chris Fedor's talking Cavs with us at 1 o'clock.
Ooh.
We're hitting the big timers from Cleveland.com. We're going to have an NFL rapid fire. There's lots of stuff going on. We're going to do our quarterback look. The guy's coming out in the 2026 draft. It's becoming problematic. We'll explain that later. Man, what a day it's going to be.
Oh, I'm very excited.
I'm just pumped.
Very, very excited. Dan Menigan is here today as well. So let's hop into this question that we were kicking around a little bit this morning. I was thinking about it We're
kicking it.
So the Browns win on Sunday, right?
How about that?
We're all feeling good about it. Everyone's heading in the right direction.
Now you're talking. Way to go, AB.
Does it really matter who they were, you know, playing against? Did it matter? Did that matter?
When you're 1-5, it doesn't matter who you beat.
No. And then, you know, as bad as I felt on Thursday night about Joe Flacco, I kind of backed off on Baker Mayfield after watching him last night. We'll get to that in a little bit. But, you know, as far as Dan, what?
10:04, first Baker Mayfield drop of the day for Mandy.
He had a rough night last night. Do we agree?
He did have a rough night.
It was a rough game.
He's not getting a whole lot of help because his skill position guys are beat up.
Are you defending Baker Mayfield?
Slightly.
Wow. It's like I don't even know you.
Every starting defensive back from the beginning of the season for the Lions was out. So
it was a weird game. And I kept thinking they could come back, but I still want to get to that in a little bit. What I really want to talk about is Kevin Stefanski. And what we saw on Sunday, I don't know, is it the Kev-o-meter? Is it the Stefansometer? I don't know how you want to play it, but I was trying to get a gauge for how people feel about Kevin Stefanski today. And, you know, last week, the pitchforks were out. Folks were like, if he doesn't win this game, he probably won't have a job on Monday. Whoever loses that game is not going to have a job. Well, meanwhile, both guys still have a job. How'd that work out?
A little surprise. Mike McDaniel's still employed, by the way.
You are the fifth person to say that to me in the last 24 hours.
You talked to a lot of folks.
I did. And a lot of people were saying the same thing. They were like, I don't know how that guy still has a job. I don't know how he still has a job either, but you saw the way his team played. But, Jeff, as far as the stress, the pressure, the heat, the inferno, where is Kevin Stefanski right now? Like, where do you see Gage's, I don't want to say his future, but the heat. How hot is the seat?
Yeah. Not very.
Do you think it would have been this way had they lost?
I think it would have been a little warmer. The issue here to me is still this, Andy. I know people don't like to hear this. I think Kevin can coach. When he has skill position players to work with, when he has an offensive line that is healthy enough, I think he does a good job with that. Like most NFL coaches, he's not going to take not very good talent and win big. And so with that thought in mind, I would think if you're ownership that you have to look at your head coach with an equal eye to looking at the roster. In other words, okay, our coach is doing what he can with what he's been given to work with. I think it's one of the worst skill position groups in the NFL. I just don't think these guys are there yet. And will they ever be there? There's the question. You know, I don't know. We all know about what I think is a lack of proven talent. And let's go with proven, because I think there's some talented guys. You know, some of these guys I think might be able to play, but they're not proven yet. And it's tough to win with guys who haven't proven themselves in the NFL. Your best guy is still your running back who's played in 6 games?
I just don't feel a gigantic upside for the wide receiving core. And I sit here and I stare at these names and I'm like, is this guy? Like, we look at all the other rookies and we're like, oh, I can see it. I can kind of see it here. I see it. I get it.
Well, take a look around the NFL. Take a look at last night's games. Sam Darnold's throwing to your guy, Jackson Smith. And Jigba.
Oh, he looks so good.
Oh, my God, is he good. Baker was throwing to Emeka Ebuka last night.
Trying to. Tez Johnson had a fantastic.
Well, they get Tez Johnson in the 7th round.
I know. And
he looks like a player.
So he goes in, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. 7th rounder. How did they do that? How did they get a guy with that much talent in the 7th round?
Mike Evans gets hurt again. You know, and Mike Evans is one of the great wide receivers in the NFL. He's out maybe for the season now. It's this. Our team hasn't identified those guys at wide receiver. I mean, they've missed repeatedly. And that's how, Andy. That's how. You got to... The position of wide receiver is becoming one of those in the NFL to me where almost like quarterback. Almost. Not completely. Almost. Where, man, you better draft those stud wide receivers in the first round. And if you don't get them there, by golly, you better take them really high in the 2nd round. Because after that, you're
keeping... Because these 3rd rounders haven't been working out.
Well, you're
this
keeping
team.
Your fingers crossed. You know? I mean, there are 3rd rounders in the NFL who are doing a nice job.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
But look at the teams that load up. with guys. You know, in Tampa Bay is the perfect example. Perfect example. McMillan, Godwin, Evans. Well, that's a big three. Well, they're all hurt. But then they come out and they get Tez Johnson. Well, that works. You know, young guy who scored touchdowns in two straight games now and looks like he's a player. And they just keep, and then they draft Ibuka from Ohio State. So you reload when you don't need to reload. You keep adding talent to that position. Our team hasn't done that. And so to get back to your original point.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the last time we truly added a lot of talent.
A wide receiver?
Yeah.
It's been a while. But that goes back to your original point. I don't think Kevin Stefanski has been given a lot to work with. In this situation, I can't say that he's done a great job with what he's been given to work with. But let's see. They're 2-5. And you keep losing, you're going to be in trouble. That's the way it works in the NFL as a head coach.
Right.
If you can bounce back a little bit and turn, I think the best guy they had there, the most promising guy, is out right now with an injury, and that's Cedric Tillman. I think Cedric has some ability, and I think he might be able to become the type of wide receiver we want to see here.
The part of Kevin Stefanski, I feel like there's, as much as those guys are all together and they talk about being one voice, I guess maybe that's the reason why I think he does have job security. That perhaps you're right, even if they would have lost on Sunday, he would still have a job today.
Well,
it felt, though, last week for the first time in his entire tenure that, the piranhas were swarming around him. And, he was the one that was going to be the scapegoat this whole thing.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. I think let's just go real hypothetical here, but it's the reality of the NFL. If at the end of the season, ownership decides that they need to change the front office, you're going to change the coach too.
For sure.
Because you want them to be in sync with each other. And
you could change the coach and keep the front office, but you're right. If the front office is gone,
the front office
is
changes, you change the coach. I do think you could change the coach and not change the front office. So I think they're a package deal if the front office decides or the ownership decides that the roster's not good enough. On the other hand, has one pretty solid draft saved Andrew Berry's position in ownership's mind?
It maybe bought him another year.
I don't know, maybe. You didn't touch the offensive line and you really didn't touch wide receiver.
So maybe that's his.
Those are two positions that are hurting you right now.
I would think O-line would be top priority next year. Don't you?
No, I would think quarterback still is.
Well, I'm sorry. Outside of quarterback, you're right.
Then it's offensive line and wide receiver. Maybe not in that order.
It seems to me the way they would play it is that they would go to the wide receiver.
It's interesting
third
to me
on the priority list there.
I think Andrew's. Well, but then we're going to keep talking about the same thing, Andy. You might be able to go get wide receiver. You're going to have to sign somebody next year. And I hate to look too far down the road. I think you're going to have to make a significant signing at wide receiver or offensive line. Significant. In other words, spend a lot of money. Because I don't think...
Are you saying fix one of the problems with free agency or try to... How are you fixing the
problem? I don't think you have enough draft capital to fix the three main problems that you have. Quarterback, wide receiver, offensive line.
Well, I would say they probably have enough to at least...
Make the move at
quarterback.
If not two.
Yeah, two. But you're right. They are going to have to fix some stuff with free agency. I don't think there's any question. But again, let's go back to this.
You saw Sam Darnold last night, right? We've seen Daniel Jones. Those guys were looking for jobs last year. But because of the situation the Browns were in at quarterback money-wise, with all the money tied up in Deshaun Watson, Browns weren't going to be in play for those guys, probably.
Mm-mm. Again, I don't even know if I want to... Do we want to scale this? On a scale of 1 to 10, where do you... What was Kevin on Friday on a scale of 1 to 10?
For what? Trouble?
Heat, yeah.
Is higher number the...
Yeah, higher. The higher, one? The worse.
4.
Oh, really?
5.
Oh, I don't know. I felt like it was 7-8.
It felt like that Friday. Because, everybody in our business was creating it. We haven't heard ownership say Kevin's in trouble. We haven't heard Andrew Berry say anything that anybody's in trouble.
We haven't heard
him
say anything about anything. I mean,
exactly.
He made 2 trades and he made Kevin answer all the questions. Dan, if you had to give me a number, where was he on Friday? Where is he today?
7 or an 8.
So we're
on Friday,
the same page. Yeah.
And I think now you're down to a 5.
And if they win again, he'll have a chance to chip away at that number.
And it's down to probably about a 3. Yeah, if they beat the Patriots going into the bye, it's at a 3. If they lose to the Patriots going into the bye, if it's close, I think it stays at a 5. If they get run off the field, I think it's back to a 7 or an 8 again, and we might be talking about a new coach on Monday.
You think we're back at that point? Well, no,
yes.
Because of the bye week? Because they would have a week
to bye week. Because if you're going to do it, you're going to do it then.
That's an interesting way to look at it. I feel like he was a 7 or an 8 on Friday. I think he's backed this thing down to about a 5, maybe a 4.5. And you're right. And if they can win again, if they win against New England, that'd be impressive. And style points don't really matter. If they win,
they've won four straight, but only one team that you think they beat during that stretch is, boy, that's a good win.
All right, where are you on Kevin Stefanski? I don't want to call it the Kevometer or the Stefanski meter
or whatever you just did.
It's one of those, but I mean, really, that's kind of where we are. How much did Sunday's game change your opinion on what the future of Kevin Stefanski could be? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Mary Kay Cabot coming up at 11.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.